God bless you. Please be seated. Wonderful to be with you today. You got to excuse me. I'm a little excited today. This is just, I'm flabbergasted today because I know what I'm going to be sharing with you. And I trust it'll bless your heart. It'll have significance in your soul. It'll put a bounce in your step. All right? So it's going to be from God's Word, so it ain't going to hurt you, that's for sure. I want to share this one great point, this reality that's just the most fantastic reality in the whole world. I need to share some verses with you that will help build the greatness of this thing, okay? So let's go to Matthew chapter 9, because I want to show, make a point here that will set up this wonderful reality that a person could ever realize in their life. So, Matthew chapter 9, verse 16. And verse 16 talks about clothing, and verse 17 talks about wine. All right? So, I don't know if this was, you know, the ladies could associate with 16 and the guys with 17 with the wine, or probably not. Probably not. But let's read verse 16. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse, the rent being the tear. So, have you ever done this, where you have a tear or a rip, and then you sew in some new garment, but what happens? It's just that old garment, that new, it doesn't work. It just makes it worse, right? All right. Now, verse 17, neither do men, see, there's men, I told you, put new wine into old bottles. Now, in those days, they didn't have wine bottles per se. Probably it's the skins, leather skins, that they would put the wine in. And to understand this, there's two different Greek words that are used for new here. This first one is nuos, is the Greek word, N-E-O-S. And it means freshly made, young. You know, you get some orange juice and you squeeze it, and you've got some fresh, nuos orange juice. All right, and it says, don't put this new wine, this young wine, into old bottles, these leather things that are old and cracked and everything, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out. That's no fun. And the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles. The new bottles there is the word kainos. And the word kainos has a little different distinction in that it means newly made in light of being different than the former. Okay? If you had a bottle here, a leather pouch, and you made a new one, it's not the same one, it's a new one, all right? It's different from the old one. And that's what the distinction of the word new means. And this is important to understand, that builds the point I really want to make with you, all right? Because when you do this, both are what? Preserved, all right? Now, let's go to Revelations, and we're going to see another example in understanding this new. Chapter 21 in Revelations. Chapter 21, verse 1. And this is where we see about a new heaven and a new earth, which we're looking forward to down the road, right? Okay, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, what do you think this word new is? Nuos or kainos? Kainos, good, because it's talking about from the first, right? The first one passed away, so it's new. It's new, newly made, different from the former. All right, so this new heaven and earth, it's not going to borrow from the old. It's brand new. It's the new stuff. You know, sometimes people remodel, right? It looks like it's kind of brand new, but the old boards sometimes are in there because it's been remodeled. Or you retread a tire. You got a tire, right? And they retread it, but it doesn't last too long. Not as long as a brand new one does, right? Well, we're going to get a brand new heaven and earth. No, none of the stuff we got now doesn't fly. Brand new. Now, let's go to verse 5. I want to share verse 5 with you. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Kainos, all right? New. Different from the former. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. God's word is true and faithful, isn't it? Isn't that? We can bank on God's word. That's why we're here. You're here, I trust, to hear God's word. I know there's a great fellowship. We enjoy each other's company. But you know, the word is where it's at, right? We heard that in the manifestations big time, right? The word is where it's at. And God's word is true and it's faithful. And the manifestations, you know, said that big time. Okay? So, now, let's go to Galatians chapter 6. And I want to share this great reality with you that I trust will put a bounce in your step when you leave here today. Among other great things. All right. Galatians 6:15. It says, For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth what? It doesn't avail anything. You know, in Christ Jesus, the raised Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth nothing, nor what? Uncircumcision. Well, wait a minute. You're either circumcised or not. Now, we know it refers to, you know, the circumcision refers to the Old Testament, Abraham. This was the sign, the token of the covenant relationship between God and man. That was a big deal. But because of Christ Jesus, does it avail anything? Nada. No. Well, what about uncircumcision? Nada. All right. So what's happening here? But in contrast, a new creature. And the word creature is not a very good translation from the Greek. It's a new creation. A new creation. And the word new is kainos. New from the former. Brand new from the former. Well, wait a minute. What is this new creation? A new creation, brand new. Okay. Hang in there. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I'm trying to just be slow here and methodical so I don't overdo it here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17 says, Therefore, now I guess we could read why that there is therefore, but let's not, because I want to move on here quick, all right? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, And that's in reference to being born again, Christ within, okay? Being saved, Romans 10:9, right? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you're saved, born again, Christ within, all right? Now, if there be any man in Christ, he is a new creation. That's the should read new creation. You are a new creation. New in the sense of kainos. There was a former you, but now there is a new you. A new creation in Christ. Oh my goodness. Old things are what? Passed away. Why would you want to bring them if you're a new creation in Christ? Why would you want to bring the old stuff with you? You know, the Jews wanted to, right? Oh, we have to be circumcised. We've got the law. We bring this. No! We're a new creation in Christ. Brand new, not remodeled, not recycled, but brand new. Wow. Isn't that fantastic? A new creation in Christ. Wow. I want to work this verse a little bit more, and to help me do that, I'm going to share from Walter Cummins, A Journey Through the Acts and Epistles, a great research. For me, Walter Cummins is one of the greatest biblical scholars alive today, and I'm blessed we have access to his resources. But how he translates verse 17, "Wherefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." New things have come. Verse 18. "And all of the new things," again I'm reading from his translation, "are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ." Okay, how did he do that? How reconciled? How? What is that? That's what Jesus Christ did, right? Jesus Christ reconciled us back to God, and God has made us a new creation, a whole brand new creation. Oh my goodness, a new creation in Christ. In other notes, he says, but they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, which was also the earnest of being fully clothed when Christ returns. They were new creations in Christ. Old things had passed away, and new things had come from God because of what Jesus Christ had done for them. Can you be a little bit thankful today? You're thinking now about this new creation, I trust, right? I don't know what you were thinking before. You know, you could be sad because the Chargers are not playing today. You know, you might have to be thinking about, you know, going home and raking up the leaves of your yard, which I need to do more of. But I want you to leave here thinking that, hey, I'm a new creation in Christ. A whole new creation in Christ. Wow. And that's the great reality. You are a new creation in Christ. Not recycled, not remodeled, brand new. New from the past. Wow. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Okay. Verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2. Actually, let's start in verse 4, because this really sets it. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ," you know, made us alive in Christ, "by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship. God did a fantastic workmanship in you, a new creation in you that is just out of this world, but it's in you. It's Christ in you, that new creation. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I want to go to Walter's translation of this verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus on the basis of good works that God previously prepared, so that we may walk in them. So that we may what? Walk in them. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm just having a ball. A new creation in Christ, look out! That's better than winning the Super Bowl. Oh my golly. We are his workmanship. It took some fantastic works to do it so that we could walk in the greatness of being a new creation in Christ. Isn't that neat? Oh man, we just got so much to do until Christ comes back, and it's all a glory work, isn't it? Boy, did I read that last part of verse 18 in 2 Corinthians 5:17? What did that say? No. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. What does that say? Giving us the what? The ministry of reconciliation. That new creation in us allows us, gives us the ability to reconcile man back to God. There's nothing greater that you will ever do in your life than to help somebody get born again of God's Spirit, to have eternal life. Can you think of anything greater than having eternal life? No, having a new creation within. Wow, we are his workmanship. Let's do a test here. We're doing an experiment, all right? We're in the lab here, all right? We're going to do two tests. Now, first, I'd like you to take your right hand and take your left forearm, and I want you to pinch hard as you can. Ooh, ouch, ow, ooh, ow, right? That's what I'm hearing. For those folks that are listening to this on the CD, ouch, ooh, ow, ooh. Why? Your five senses, right? That's who you are. And you got five flesh here, and so there you are. I am who I am, five senses. Mommy and Daddy brought me here, and I'm growed up to be who I am, right? DNA, through my environment, everything like that. Now, second part of the experiment. And I want you to do this softly, not real loud, just softly. Now, I think most of you can do this. You're born again of God's Spirit, everybody could do it. But maybe you haven't learned. But I want you to speak in tongues, quietly, just so you can hear yourself, okay? Okay. Okay, that's it. Now that's better than pinching yourself, isn't it? What's the point? You just proved that you have the new creation within. Because you operated the Spirit, right? The Spirit is the new creation. And you did it. You did it. Now, you know your flesh and blood. You've got five senses thinking and everything else like that, and you have the privilege to live like that. Or, because of the new creation, you can live with that. Yes. Isn't that great? Wow. You know, we've been talking about living in the realm of the miraculous, haven't we? And the reason we can live in the realm of the miraculous is because we are a new creation in Christ. We are His workmanship. We can believe unto miracles. We know our brother, Jesus Christ, did fantastic signs, wonders, and miracles, great healings, because He had the Spirit within Him. We too have that Spirit. We too can walk in the realm of the miraculous. Why? Because we are a new creation in Christ. We have the abilities that Christ had. He said, the works that I do, you're going to do, and greater works, because I go to my Father. Man, oh man. We're in Ephesians, right? Verse 10 we read. Verse 11, wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, we can associate with that, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, Gentile and Jew, right? That wall that separated Jew and Gentile. Broken down that middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of two one new. What kind of new? Kainos. One new man. So making peace. We're that one new man. One new man. Isn't that something? Wow. Wow. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. One new man. We are a new creation in Christ. Wow. Does that put us bounce in your step? Man, all the time. Romans 8, chapter 8. There is a contrast. We live with the five senses. We are flesh-minded. But we can deal with that if we put the new creation first. But let's look at this. Chapter 8, verse 8 in Romans. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Amen. All right. Wow. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ, or since Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We are right before God. We have God's righteousness. We have it made with this new creation in Christ. When a person believes regarding Christ to the extent he is born again, he receives the gift of Holy Spirit. That Spirit is a whole new life. It is a whole new creation that is ours forever. Old things have passed away, and the believer is given new things. Now, which we can rejoice in, and new things in the future that haven't come yet, that are promised in the future. And I would just like to rattle off a number of things that we have that are new in Christ now. I'm not going to read a bunch of verses, but I bet you'll remember some of them as we go through this list. The new creation in Christ that the born-again believer has is a whole new spirit nature. They are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. We are washed, sanctified, justified, reconciled to God, delivered from the power of darkness, and translated into the kingdom of God. We have redemption and forgiveness of sins. We are children of God, His sons, and a joint heir with Christ. We have access by the Spirit to the Father. We are a habitation of God via the Spirit. We have 9 manifestations of the Spirit. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm in Christ. We are chosen in Christ to be holy and without blame before God. We are accepted in the Beloved One, Jesus Christ. Pretty good list, huh? I mean, this goes on and on and on. This is who we are, this new creation in Christ. Now, we are made alive in Christ and seated in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. We are part of the body of Christ. Now, let's go to Philippians chapter 3. We got to look at this one. We'll probably be it. But let's see. Philippians chapter 3. What do we have in Christ? The new things in Christ later on? The new spirit in man is also the earnest of new things to come. It's a token. There's several verses where we know that spirit is a token of something great and even more wonderful coming later. Can you imagine that? That what we have now is just a token? Woo! Oh. But what are the new things to come in Christ? Well, let's take a look here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. 3:20, for our conversation, our better translation, our citizenship exists even now, that's the text, in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. That thing you were pinching? Gone. Gone. We're going to get a whole new glorious body. It'll be a spiritual body of some nature. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be fashioned. Can you think of anything else better to fashion it from? No, fashion like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand what? Fast in the Lord. We're going to stand fast in the Lord as a result of this new body we have, right? Yeah, we're going to stand forth. And you know what? We can now choose how we're going to live our life. We're going to choose the new creation in Christ? Yeah. Or the flesh. Now, yeah, we live in the flesh. We go to work. We do this and everything else. And we eat and work and fix broke things and all kinds of stuff. But within everything we do, we have that new creation in Christ, right? And that's got to be our motivation. That's got to be our all in all. And with God's Word and the Spirit of God, that new creation within, look out, world. We're going to do the ministry of reconciliation, right? We're going to go hold forth the words of life. We're going to bless people like they've never been blessed before. Because there's no greater blessing than a person could have than to know that they are a new creation in Christ. All right? Amen. I'd like to close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful for what You've done through Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that we can have that new creation within, Father, that You would do this for us, that we can have great things now and tremendous things in the future to look forward to. We are very thankful, Father, and I pray that we can continue to grow and rise up, Father, to be our best for You and to love one another and by love serve one another and move Your Word like we've never done it before because of the greatness of who you are, the greatness of what work you've wrought within us. So again, thank you, Father. And I pray for each and every person here for their wonderful stand on your word and what they have done and what they will do in the future. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Well, let's have a great week, all right?